Mark your calendars for March 23rd through the 26th as the city of Durham hosts a really cool new event called the Bull City Summit. BullCitySummit.com is their website. You can learn more about this. It's going to be a four-day event. It's a music, art, technology, and science festival. A lot of great musical performances, and that is just the tip of the iceberg. Should be a lot of fun. It is organized by a couple of folks, including Parag Bhandari, is the co-founder of the Bull City Summit, and he joins us now on the phone to talk about the event that's coming up and what's in the works right now. Parag, thank you so much for being with us today.
Yeah, thank you.
So, first of all, before we talk about the summit, tell us about yourself. What's your background?
Been in the entertainment and festival marketing and production space for just going about 20 years now. Came down here into the Durham area to work on Moogfest before the pandemic and just fell in love with this area. I'm originally from New Jersey, and at the time I was out in Los Angeles living out there, and it was just a great excuse to come back to the East Coast, but like I didn't want to go back to Jersey or New York. I was kind of sick of that, so it was perfect for me personally, and I just kind of never left. During the pandemic, started working on some events with some local venues and launched a new wine and food festival as sort of like an answer to the shutdown of like restaurants and live music venues last summer. And Bull City Summit's sort of like our new music, conference event, which is what we're used to doing in markets around the country and the world, prior to the pandemic and to me personally moving here. It's very much like a showcase hybrid event. You've got events like South by Southwest or Miami Music Week or Winter Music Conference, Summerfest out in Milwaukee, where there's this like hybrid of showcasing up-and-coming and emerging artists with your sort of typical, multi-venue city festival sort of format. So during the day, we'll have panels with various different sectors of the music industry, coupled with three other areas that we're really focusing on: art, science, and technology. So working with different companies through partnerships with a couple of partners like WeWork and a few others, where we're kind of showcasing local companies in these categories as well during the paneling. And then at night, just, label showcases and artist showcases and music showcases at, all the cool music venues in downtown Durham.
Awesome.
It's going to be pretty rad.
Nice.
Yeah.
Do you have a sense yet? I know it's still a couple of months off of who's going to be performing.
We've got pretty much our first phase one lineup pretty much ready to announce, and we're making that announcement on January 19th. And you can check out BullCitySummit.com for all the info. In the meantime, the artist and showcase registration is open. It's totally free. There's no fee to apply or participate. Every accepted artist, receives credentials so that they can network and do all that stuff, but then they also get compensated so that they don't want anyone coming out of pocket, and it's really about showcasing local talent. So that goes through January 31, and then we'll be making announcements throughout the next 2.5 months leading up to the event. It's going to be a nice hybrid of great local and regional national talent.
Speaking with Parag Bhandari again, BullCitySummit.com is the website for more on the Bull City Summit. Coming in a couple of months, March 23rd, 24th, 25th, 26th in downtown Durham. So for folks who are thinking about making plans and attending, like who's the target audience? Who's it for?
Yeah, I mean, definitely like a little bit of everything, just like this area of the country and the world, there's just such a great live music scene on all levels. Mm-hmm. So you're going to get indie rock and hip hop over at Motorco. You're going to get blues and jazz over at the Blue Note Grill. You're going to get electronic and alternative at venues like Surf Club and Pinhook. So it's going to be kind of, a nice mix of emerging, contemporary, current, and then also on the paneling side, on the thought leadership side, a lot of current topics like climate change, cryptocurrency, and all the science and technologies coming out of the Research Triangle Park, we're really trying to highlight there as well. And then hopefully it grows from there. I mean, this year is going to be small and, a pilot year, and we're still battling COVID and whatnot, but we hope to grow the event as the town continues to grow.
BullCitySummit.com is the website for more information coming up.
That's
March
right.
23rd through the 26th. I know you're trying to get musicians and artists to apply right now. What else is happening now to get ready? What else should folks know?
It's just we're reaching out with and collaborating with a lot of the local partners. So WeWork and Creative Allies and Discover Durham, French West Vaughn are some of our early partners that are really starting just get the word out on this event and drive artists' applications and submissions from the website. From there, we, again, have about, I think, like 80% of the phase one programming announced, but then we're going to select a few of the showcasing acts to announce for that January 19 announcement, and then just keep on announcing acts, you know, between now and the event. And, you know, just really want to encourage any local organization involved in any of these areas, if they'd like to collaborate, we're all for it. Please reach out from the website. We really want to make this an event that speaks to the local community and all the cool stuff that is here. Pretty much the reason why I moved here and why I'm never leaving.
Love it. That's me too. And I'm happy you made the South by Southwest comparison, because I've never had a chance to go out to Austin for that. So yeah. I'm happy it's kind of coming here.
Yeah, it's very similar. You know, multiple venues within a city showcasing, but then you also get your headliners and panels and stuff.
Cool.
I think a big difference is we're really focusing on science, which is a big thing here in this area,
mm-hmm.
but definitely a very similar event format.
Speaking with Parag Bhandari, again, BullCitySummit.com is the website. Got to wrap up. Anything else that folks ought to know?
No, just please head to the website and submit your application. It's pretty simple. It's painless. It's free. And, you know, assuming you get selected, we'll be in touch. And it's not just the conference. We're doing various different online and satellite events as well. So it's going to be rad.
Musicians, performers, this is especially for you. Head to the website, BullCitySummit.com. Submit your application now. And everyone else, mark your calendars, March 23rd through the 26th in Durham. Get all the info, and there will be more to come over the next coming months at the website. Again, BullCitySummit.com. Parag Bhandari, thank you so much for being with us
today.
Hey,
man, thank you. That was great. Thanks.